Welcome to the Words of Life with God's servant, Pastor Obed Joy Obin. Get set for a life-transforming word right from the ovens of heaven.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Help me welcome somebody to the right place and at the right time. Say, neighbor, you are welcome to the right place at the right time, in the right church, serving the only right God. And you know that is right. Jesus is all that you need to have all your needs met. And Jesus will help you today. Put your hands together and take your seat. Hallelujah. Remember, today is declared your covenant day of help. The helps of God. You will not be denied. I said you will not be denied. Briefly, I want us to go into God's word. And we begin to pray again. Open up your spirit and you will be blessed. Amen. The helps of God. Wow. And let me establish this truth. In John chapter 14, verse number 15 through to 18, Jesus made some important statements here. He said that if ye love me, keep my commandments. Praise God. Please continue. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another word. Comforter. Praise God. The word comforter also means helper. Praise God. And that he may abide with you. Praise God. Continue. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and he shall be in you. Amazing. So, when we are talking about the helps of God, we are talking about the workings, the outworkings of the Holy Spirit in a man's life. So I just want to speak briefly on the supply of the Spirit is what brings the helps of God. The supply of the Spirit is what brings what? The helps of God. He said, I will pray the Father and he shall give you another comforter. Another comforter. And he shall be with you and shall also be. So the Holy Spirit is with us and he's also within us. There are things he does from within and there are things he do with us. Praise God. And you need him in both ways. The things he does from within and the things he do or he does with you. And that is what is seen in his help for our lives. Praise God. I want you to understand that help is what everybody needs. Help. 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 It's what everybody needs. And with the helps of God that the Holy Spirit does, it makes our journey of life easier and simpler. The helps of God is what makes our journey of life easier and what? Simpler. If we ignore the Holy Spirit, our journey becomes difficult and what? Complicated. Yes. But when we receive him, then our journey of life becomes easier and what? Simpler. So the Holy Spirit is our God ordained eternal helper. He is our eternal helper. The person that God has ordained to help you in life. And on this covenant day of help, may the Holy Spirit release help unto us. Whatever help we need, it lies with God, the Holy Spirit. With him, you don't lack help. With him, you don't lack help. With him, you don't what? Lack help. With him, you don't lack help. From today and throughout this year and beyond, you will not lack help because of the Holy Spirit. He is your eternal word, helper. Praise God. Paul said, for I know that this will turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. The supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ is what releases help. It's what releases help. It's what releases help. Help is needed when you can't help yourself. Amen. Help is needed when you have come to the end of your strength. When you have not been able to do things the way you are supposed to do it. That is why I said everybody needs help. At certain point in time in your life, especially when the going gets tough, that is where you need help most. This year, there can be a time in your life, and there will be a time in your life where the going will become tough. But I came to let you know that the Holy Spirit will be there to bring you the help that you need. If you will engage him, if you will love him, if you will obey him, helps will be available. In Psalm number 60, verse number 11 to 12. Psalm 60, verse 11 to 12. The Bible says, he said that give us help from trouble. From trouble. And you must understand that we are living in a world of trouble. We are living in a world where you don't need to contact trouble, but trouble will contact you. You don't need to go looking for trouble, but trouble is looking for what? Man. Jesus said, sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. There is so much evil in this world to trouble man. So many challenges, so many difficulties, so many obstacles, so many attacks, and so many demonic influences that brings trouble into a man's life. Praise God. But the Bible says, David prayed that give us help from trouble. From trouble. This morning, I don't know the trouble you find yourself, but every help you need lies with the Holy Spirit. And he's here to bring you help out of trouble. He said, for vain is the help of man. Praise God. Where do you tend to when you need help? Where is your first point of call when you are challenged or you are faced with trouble? I know many of you, even though you are praying, you are still looking unto man. You can't look unto God and man at the same time. No, that is not possible. Are you with me? You cannot look unto God and look unto man at what?
At the same time.
We are made to understand that vain is the help of man. Therefore, in looking for help from man, you will fail. You will fail. But when you look up unto God, the psalmist says, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence cometh my help? And he said, my help cometh from the Lord, the Lord that made the heavens and the earth. This morning, let help be released unto you. As many that are looking up to God within the next 7 days of this prophetic journey, may help come from above. As many that are taking their eyes from men, taking their eyes from the trouble, taking their eyes from the challenges, and fixing it unto God, shall not lack help from God. Your amen is weak. I said you shall not lack help from God. Whichever area that you need help, by the Spirit of God, let help be released. Let help be released. When Paul happens to be in trouble, he did not call for the help of man. He was in prison when he wrote the book of Philippians. He was in prison. He did not call for the help of man. That, oh, go and see so-and-so person. If they can come and release me out of what? Prison. There are some of you, when you start having issues, then you are looking for a big man somewhere who can what? Help your case. Praise God. You know, Paul could have done that. He was a man of influence. But he wrote to the church that I know the help of man is vain. Therefore, my only resort is to lift my eyes to the hills and pray on my behalf that this will turn to my salvation. Through your prayer, and the supply of the Spirit. We secure God's help through what? Through prayer. And by invoking, praying, we invoke the supply of the Spirit for our help. This morning on this prayer altar, let every help you need be invoked by the supply of the Spirit through your prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now he said, Psalm 60 verse number 12. 60:12 says, through God, in other words, through his help, this year, through his help. Oh my God. I said this year, through the helps of God, you will never stagnate. Through the help of God, you will never be delayed. Through the help of God, you will never be wasted. Through the help of God, you will never be denied. Through the help of God, you will never be disappointed. God, the Arabosu. But what will happen? Through the help of God, he said, you shall do valiantly. In other words, you shall do well. You will do well. I prophesy over somebody's destiny this year that by the helps of God that you are contacting on this mountain this morning, you are doing well. I said you are doing well. This year you will do well. This year you will do better than you did last year. This year you will achieve more than you did last year. This year you will serve God better. Receive the house through God, through God, through God, through his help. Let me tell you, there is no other help that can make a man do well than the helps of God. Listen, do you want to do well in life? Then you need God's help. Thank God for people God has placed in our lives. But they are not the ones helping us. God can use them to help us. But they are not the ones helping us. Our focus is fixed on him. Our eyes is set on him. Our attention is set on him. Our heart and our affection is fixed on God. We will serve the Lord. We will serve the Lord. We will commit ourselves to him. We will love and obey his word. We will set ourselves apart unto him. And his help will come. I said his help will come. I said his help will come. This morning, expect God's help that is going to see you doing well. This year in the name of Jesus, you will do valiantly. I said you will do valiantly. You will do valiantly. In the name of Jesus, any area of your life that has been lacking, any area of your life that has been delayed, any area of your life that has been denied, any area of your life that is not functioning the way it's supposed to function, I decree and declare the helps of God right now by the supply of the Spirit to move into that area of your life. To move into that area of your life. The Bible says there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God. I prophesy over your life that where this river flows, everything do well. Everything do well. Everything do well. From today, you are doing well. You are doing well. You are doing well. You are doing well. Any challenge area of your life, let it begin to do well. I said any challenge area of your life, let it begin to do well. With God, we shall do valiantly. Never look down. Never look down on the God factor of help. Never look down on the fact that you have God. The Holy Spirit who lives in you and with you is there to help you, to help your cause, to help your cause. Things may be difficult now, but I hear the helps of God coming. The wagons are coming. I said the wagons are coming. The Lord told me to tell somebody, your seasons of weepings are over. Your seasons of struggles are over. Your moments of pain are over. Because I hear the wagons coming. I hear the ambulances coming. They are coming with help. They are coming with help. they are coming with her for the next 7 days. Let her be released over your life. Helps of God. Helps of God. Helps of God. He said, with God we shall do fair. For he it is that tread down our enemy. Listen, by his help, he takes over the battle and he wins the war. By his help, he takes over the battle and he wins the war. By his help, he takes over the battle and he wins the war. By his help, he takes over the battle and he wins the war. This morning, let the Lord take over your battle and begin to win your war. Let him take over the battle and begin to win your war. Let him take over the battle and begin to win your war. He it is that will tread on your enemies. This morning, any enemy, spiritual enemy, let the Lord begin to tread on them. By the power of the Holy Ghost, let the Lord arise and begin to tread upon any physical enemy, any spiritual enemy. Now understand this. Sometimes enemies are not seen as in people. Are you with me?
Yes.
Enemies sometimes cannot only be people, but sometimes it can be a thing. A thing. Say a thing.
Amen.
Yes. For example, if something is not working well in your body, that thing has become an enemy to the body. Are you with me? Fighting the good health of the body is a thing, enemy. Praise God. Yes. There are things that have become what? Enemies. Praise God. In other words, who is an enemy? The Bible has made us to understand our number one enemy, and that is the devil. Are you with me? The Bible says that the enemy goes about roaring like a lion, seeking whom he may what? Devour. So your number one enemy is the devil. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. So stop being pious and stop being sanctimonious more than Jesus. And then Jesus himself said that we should know what? We should pray for our enemies. I have explained this before. How many of you were here? Amen. You see, when I say things, keep it all. There are two types of enemies. The one Jesus spoke about is when I know that this person is my enemy. I know him. I'll call you on Benny. When he said, "Oh, me pay what's up?" And when Jesus said, "Mama, turn," then my mom pay any day. Emmanuel, praise God. Now, when I don't know him, say way or you may born some. Now, so on, I'm hinted directly. Hear me, say me, near man. Or say, Jesus say, "Me mom pay man." Unimo Bible. That was only unim there. Unimo Bible. Are you with me? Can Yesu ba nko amaso obe sable some dear be? Unima. Unimi answer chen Yesu. Praise God. Yes. Are you with me? Yes. And there are people. Yesu Christ ya mon pae me ya tan for ya kan we ya wo ahwe ya we fi se o maka nya sasem o ma bon it's all my day o ma bon. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So by the helps of God, God by his spirit is treading down your enemies, both personal and a thing. Whatever is an enemy against your life, whatever is not making you happy and excited and joyful in life, let the Lord tread over them now. Let the Lord tread over them now. Let the Lord tread over them now. Let the Lord tread over them. What a blessing. Take your seats as we continue. So it is important that we know that God has made his help available to us through the Holy Spirit. Releasing help unto us. Psalm 122, verse number 9. Or let's start from Psalm 20, verse 2 first. Psalm 20, verse 2. This morning, help is being released from the sanctuary of God. He says, send the help. Start from one. Let's have a great one. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. How many of you heard this scripture on prayer line? The name of Jacob defend thee. The Lord send thee help. So where does help come from? Come on. No. Where does it come from? From the sanctuary. Is it there? Send the help from where? Where is the sanctuary? The presence of God. The presence of God. So on the altar of prayer, help is released. Anytime you come here, seek for help. Because here, God has ordained what? Help. Never leave this altar without the help you need. Are you with me? As you come with that expectation, you are living here fulfilled. Praise God. He said, send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of. So with the help of God, we are strengthened from Zion. This place is a place where your strength is renewed. Anyone with a renewed strength has help to make your going easier and simpler. When you are weak, you cannot move. You cannot make it. But when you are strengthened, the going becomes easier. From today, by the power of the Holy Ghost, receive strength to make your going easier. Receive strength to make your going simpler. This year, let the strength of the Holy Ghost make your going easy. It's coming on you. The rough places of your life, the rough patches of your life, the road of destiny, that has become patches, rough, undulated. Some of you, it's like you are going in an undulated, you are making movement but no progress. Movement but no progress. Because you are going merry-go-round. It's like your path has been crooked and undulated. But I stand in the name of Jesus Christ. By the power of the Holy Ghost, may your feet be strengthened. May you be empowered to move on in the journey of life. In the name of Jesus Christ, to make progress in the journey of life. Some of you, it's like your feet are stuck in the mud. That makes it difficult for you to move on. It's like moving one step has taken many years. Just a step. Bringing you out, taking your steps, enlarging your feet, enlarging your feet, enlarging your feet. Come on, don't wait for any better time to receive and to pray. But I see a hand lifting you from that muddy clay. That one step that has become difficult, let the hand of God be released on your behalf. The hand of God begin to lift you up and enlarge your feet for good. This year, may your going become great. I said, may your going become great. 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 Restore it. Out of this place, you must always be connected to your source of help. I said, be connected to your source of help. Because when you lose your source, your going becomes difficult. Are you with me? Whenever you are connected to God and to the source, the place of the sanctuary, you will never lack help. Are you with me? And I want you to understand that the help of God is always available. It's always what? Psalm 38, verse number 22. No, Psalm 46, verse 1. Psalm 46, verse 1. Psalm 46, verse 1. Psalm 46, verse 1. We'll be praying very soon. Psalm 46, verse 1. Maki kabodosh, pako kapatadish, lekrazuba. He said, God is our refuge.
Amen.
And strength, a very present help. A very present help. Per instant. Present help. 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 Not tomorrow. Present help. Listen, his help is programmed and designed for every present need. Kai, you don't understand. No. His help is programmed and designed for every present need or trouble. Understand it this way, that God has positioned or programmed his help in such a way that the moment there is a need in your life, then his help comes in. So you don't lack help. You are never stranded. You are never confused. You are never actually in a way waiting for help to come. His help is instantaneous. Sometimes we tend to wait and see when help will come. But the word of God says that his help is always available. So today, You can take the help. For the need for the day. Tomorrow you can come for the help. For the need for the day. Are there people that need help this morning? For a present need. For what? A present need. Because help is needed presently. What do I need help for tomorrow for? I've not gotten there yet. I need help for the now. Are there people that need help for the now? The word of God says that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help. You are receiving his help. In other words, there is no hour, there is no minute, there is no second that when you are seeking for God and his help, he will not be there. He will not be there. Then you are not at the right place. Because once you find yourself at his sanctuary, where you are connected to the place of his help, bam, it's there for you. There are many of you who praise to God, but you are not connected to him. You pray because you have a need, but you really don't love God. And I mean what I'm saying. I've been a pastor for this small time, and I've had encounters with people, and I know what I'm talking about. Listen, you don't get help from God when you are not connected. Praise God. Help is released to those who are connected. Connected. Somebody may ask, Pastor, what do you mean by connection? It is the connection of your heart for God. How much do you love God? If God should deny you all that you are looking for, would you still serve him? Would you still love him? If you don't see anything happening in your life upon your 40 days prayer, would you still be coming here? Now the question is, have you answered that? Sometimes the things we go through are the things to test our love. Many of you feel withdrawn after kitty. Pastor say 40 days. Hey, Pastor, my yo. Pastor, 40 days, where do you be? So, me, you have been a name of cry day. Wabu. No, I said that can't, sir. They said their 40 days no cry, but you must you a day. Amen. Oh, yeah, I was what to come in. Praise God. Because, and God is a rewarder. God would not give you his diamond or his pearls. He will not put it in the hands of a swine. Before swine. Before God will entrust you that which you are praying for, he has to make sure that you are ready and prepared for it. The only way God can trust your preparedness is when you know that even if you don't get it, you still love him. You will still be coming to the altar. You will still be praying. So Christians today have become lala sulala. They always come before God to come and beg, whilst it is their right to take. Because they are begging because they feel unworthy. They feel hot. Unworthy. Because the last time when God did it for them, they never showed up again. And when God did not do it, they also withdrew from him. Praise God. Tell somebody, be connected. This year, if you will connect to God wholeheartedly, you will never lack help. Because even though the help is by the Holy Spirit. It is you connect the helps of God through His sanctuary. Through His sanctuary. Through His sanctuary. That is the place where God releases help. Praise God. How much do you love God? How much do you love God? Do you love God because of the things you need? Or you love Him because He is your God?
Yes.
Listen, no child will ever beg a good father to do anything for them. Every good father knows what your children need. You don't necessarily have to do it. But when the child is playing truant, the child is not really doing what the father expects, then it becomes a demand. Because he knows that one for the cashier for more. Papa no one day, oh no. Ain't na ye benya me fia na ye takashi. Spiritual gymnastics. Ye ye be impressing yame. But simple obedience, simple connectivity. Connect! And you will just flow with help. This morning you are not lacking help. I said you are not lacking help. In the name of Jesus Christ. Again, understand that the helps of God does not delay. It does not delay. Psalm 38 verse 22. Psalm 38 verse 22. It does not delay. It does not delay. It does not delay. Some of you think, Nyankopon, ofane bua onyedeng. Who told you? Every delay of promise has not been with God. It has been with us. Yes. Every delay of promise has not been with God. It has been with us. Because God is just. God is what? As I said, He doesn't put pearls before swine. How can He entrust you with such a good when your heart is not prepared for it? You think you are ready, but God sees that when even He gives you what you need, it shall rather be a curse than a blessing. Many people have had things at the wrong time that has been a curse unto them. Praise God. He said, make haste to help me. Oh Lord, my God. Praise God. So the help of God comes with speed. It comes in haste. It comes in all. 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 Not tomorrow, now. Haste. Speed. Make haste, Lord. Make haste, Lord. Make haste, Lord. And this issue, make haste, Lord. This morning, the Lord is making haste to help you. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive your helps. In the name of Jesus. And then finally, helps of God is accessible. It's what? It's accessible. 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 It's accessible. Anybody can access God's help today. Isaiah 41 verse 10. Verse 13 and verse 14. Praise God. Let's read together. You are not reading.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. Ah. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee. Hand of my heart. Come on, tell somebody, fear not. Troubles makes us fear. We are afraid because of things that we are not seeing well. We are not gratified. One way or the other, we are troubled. But the word of the Lord says, fear not. In other words, my help is accessible. I have help for you. I have felt. I don't know who is troubled today. His help is what? Praise God. One thing that you must come in assessing God's help is to have faith in Him. Is to have faith that He is able. Praise God. Praise God. Because His help is accessible, He said, don't be afraid. Don't be what? Almost every scripture where a man was told, don't be afraid, it means that there was help what? Available. Praise God. Don't be afraid. My help is accessible. The Holy Spirit has been given to help you. If you receive Him, He would help you. If you reject Him, life will be difficult. His help is accessible. Therefore, fear not. Say, I will fear not. Because the helps of God is available and accessible. Verse number 13, he says, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not. Again, I will. Do you believe that? Do you believe it? Irrespective of who you are, where you are coming from, who gave birth to you, who your father is or your mother, God's help is accessible. Whether you attended school or you didn't attend school, whether you have some or you didn't have some, whether there is a qualification or not. I told you before, a guy came to testify on this altar how, for some reason, he managed to use a fake document to acquire visa. Listen, even though it was not right, his faith told him, his faith in God on this altar told him that if I present this document to the embassy, I will get my visa. But sir, Abrabona Riswamano. Oh, also an enamorano, because he said, like, Nadam for me. Date of birth, everything is not about him. Pa Okoye Pine. Over testify. You're laughing. That is the kind of God we serve. We don't feel say well, you're froster. Well, you see fake document. Maybe God does not see him like that. He acted on faith. He acted on faith. Listen, this altar is an altar of helps. The breakthrough altar is an altar of what? Unless you don't come seeking for help. He said he came and then he prayed on the breakthrough night. Now, Father, as I submit this paper, let me also secure my visa. You could have easily been rejected, because under no circumstance can you use fake documents, fake records, and then secure a visa. Why? What were the officers doing? What were they doing? Look at the way they scrutinized your documents, and they could not even see anything wrong, and gave him. Now he's enjoying somewhere in the U.S. I'm telling you, he's enjoying. Recently, there are some people, I'll be there, then they will drop a message. Pastor, God bless you. I'm in U.S. because of you. You know, those days I couldn't write and get their names and then their content. So then they will be there, then they'll remember that a pastor prayed for them. They came to prayer meeting somewhere and they will drop a message. And they will say, hey, confirm home. Who much it? Praise God. And there are many, many people. Many people like that. Praise God. Help is being released now. So he said what? Fear not. Listen. They said that the opposite of fear is faith. But I also want to say that the opposite of fear is the help of God. That which neutralizes fear is to know that God is for me. Have you forgotten? He said, when I cry unto thee, then shall my enemies turn back. This I know, that God is for me. Is it Psalm 56 verse number 9 or so? This I know, that God is for me. Are you with me? So understand that this year, God will help you. Fear not. Let's do the 14. He said, fear not, thou warm Jacob. Yeah, look at it. When something is warm, something is weak. Weak. The word warm there means feeble. Feeble. Warm Jacob. Feeble. Feeble. Inadequate. Unqualified. Eh? Feeble. Maybe people look down on you. Maybe people think you are weak. Maybe people say that, no, you can't make it. This is the word of the Lord to you. Thou warm Mary, fear not. Fear not. Fear not. Fear not. And ye men of Israel, fear not. Ye men of prayer line, fear not. Kaya, I said fear not. Fear, 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 fear. Fear not. David said, yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. It doesn't mean there were no evil. Evils were there. Troubles were all around. But what did he say? I will fear no evil. This year, challenges may come, troubles may come, things may seem so overwhelming, but fear not. Why? My help is for you. He said, I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One. This morning I came by the power of the Holy Ghost. I am filled with the Holy Spirit. And I declare over your life that fear not. He said, don't be confused about your age. Fear not. Don't be confused about who is to marry you. Fear not. Don't be confused about the sickness. Don't not be troubled. Fear not, for I will help you. Don't be frustrated by the many people, the many friends of yours who are getting married. Fear not. Don't be worried about the frustration that the man is taking you through. Fear not. I will help you. I will help you.
Amen.
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 Don't be moved. Don't be moved about your situation.
Jesus.
I have said, I will help you.
Amen.
Don't be moved by your sickness. What the doctors have said, or what they have written, he said, I will help you. Is it about job issues? Is it about traveling issues? Is it about sickness? Is it about career, scholarship? He said, fret not. Fret not. Fear not. I will help you.
Amen.
I will help you.
Amen.
This morning is your covenant day of help.
Amen.
Just be on your feet and lift up your hands. Whatever help you need.
Jesus.
I don't know about you, but Jesus is here. The Holy Spirit is here. The Holy Spirit is here. The Holy Spirit is here. Come on, lift up your hands. Worship the Holy Spirit. Come on, love Him. Come on, worship Him. Love the Holy Spirit now. Come on, love the Holy Spirit now. Love the Holy Spirit. He is your eternal helper. Your eternal helper. Your God ordained helper. Come on, lift up your voice. Come on, raise your voice. Come on, lift up your voice. Ratoye de Bosha Barababa. Come on, raise it. Come on, raise it. Ratoma. Come on, magnify the Holy Spirit right now. Come on, raise your voice. Come on, raise your voice. Oh.
Come
on, raise your hands and sing it.
Adoma. Messina me basa cro. Oh, doma coma. Yeah, oh, de ma fonya me. Adoma. Yeah, oh, de ma.
His help is here. He can't da bush. Ramare ma raba da ba da ba da 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 bush. Hey, yeah, quite trefwe radie. Hey, Patoka Patana Afimo, Yan Crawford Radio. Hey, Shabana Manus. Yan Crawford Yam. Yes, we. Isaiah 44, verse 1 to 3. Everybody open your eyes. We want to read and pray. I'm showing you something in the word. Are you there? He said, yet now hear, O Jacob. This time it's not Jacob. It's your name.
Amen.
What's your name? Lady, what's your name? Huh? Jessica, yes. So, oh Jessica, my maiden, yet here, and prayer line the people I have chosen. Listen, continue, please. Thus says the Lord that made thee. Who made you? No, you made yourself. Yeah. Are you sure you didn't make yourself? Then who made you? And formed thee from the womb. Which? So the God, you want to tell me the God who made you has forgotten about you? Then help is on the way. Today you are receiving it. Which will help thee. Therefore, again, fear not. O Jessica, my maiden, and thou, Jeshurun. Jeshurun is Joseph, whom I have all chosen. Praise God. Now let's see how the help came. That's going to be our prayer. So everything he's saying that is going to help the people, right? So verse 3. I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground, and I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessings upon thy. So who brings the help? The Spirit of God. In John 7:37, he said, on that day, that great day of the feast, the last day, Jesus too then cried with a loud voice, that if any man thirst, let him what? Come unto me. Why? If any man thirst, and the scripture says what? I will pour water upon him. That is what? Thirsty. Mame, or say, Nyesu komde no onye den omra. Isaiah hunure da da da. Say, a brave beba, yes, beba, as is no becon on crocron beba. Now, uncle beba says you. Ama obi biara sukop den no no. Obi biara o yam wano. Oh, crum crum. Ebe yen sio. E moa ama sani pa crum. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, in that day that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. And he said, he that believeth in me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow streams of living waters. And the Bible says that this he spoke of the Holy Spirit, because Christ has not yet been risen, has not yet been lifted. Are you with me? So the Holy Spirit is your God ordained help. When God wanted to help the people of Israel, he said, I'll pour water upon him that is thirsty, my spirit upon their offspring. Lift up your hands. Holy Spirit, come upon me like water. Satisfy my soul. Quench every thirst within me. Spirit of God, Spirit of God, pour out yourself upon me. Today, I receive your outpouring. Holy Spirit, you are my God ordained helper. Today, let your help be released like water to quench every thirst in my life. Spirit of God, descend on me. Holy Spirit, fall on me. Spirit of God, rain on me. Open your mouth. Let your help be released like water. Let your help be released like water. Pray purposefully. Know what you are talking about. Pray intentionally. Pray with your understanding. Pray knowing what you are praying about. Raise your voice and begin to pray. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Pour yourself upon me, Holy Spirit. I need more of you. More of you. More of your help. More of your help. More of your help. Fire of your hand. Fire of your hand. Fire of your hand. Fire of your hand. Raise your bar. Raise your bar.
Spirit of God, pour yourself upon me. Pour yourself upon me. Pour yourself upon me. Pour yourself upon me. Spirit of God. Reservoirs. Holy Spirit, you are all that I need. Spirit of God, I need you. Pour water upon my thirsty soul. Pour water upon my thirsty soul. Pour water upon my thirsty soul. Pour like a river. Pour like a river. Pour like a river. Pour like a river. Come on, call on the Holy Ghost right now. Lift up your voice. Call upon the Holy Spirit right now. Call upon the Holy Ghost right now. Call upon the Holy Ghost right now. Call upon the Holy Spirit right now. Rise of us. Come on. He's your God at the altar. He's your God at the altar. He's your God at the altar. This year, let him be your helper. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ, let the Holy Spirit be your God ordained helper.
Amen.
Receive help from Amen. Him. As you are connected with Him, may you never miss His help.
Amen.
Take it now.
Amen.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Isaiah 50 verse 7. We are praying only three prayer points and then we are settled. And let me tell you, whatever help you need this year will be released after this prayer. You will go and there will be an evidence.
Amen.
This is the word of God. In other words, he said he will set his face like a flint means he will seek God like this. A flint is a stone. And when a stone is set, it doesn't change. Doesn't look anywhere. So he said he will set his face like God, like a flint, which means that the nimno ebeye sepotain aedaho. Said the boy, here we are now. Sana wo weni ebeche aish. That is what it means. Are you with me?
Yes.
And because of that, he said, I will not be ashamed. When nim emuase.
Amen.
Which means Rade Muaba, e yenim guasi friho.
Amen.
A dear Pierre, a yenim guasi, and a Rade Mua or de Brawono. engine free over here, yes, so
Amen.
He said, and I'm saying, Rady Babu, I mean, you know, me, I will never be confused.
Amen.
I'll never be confused. Me, man, me, him. The mercy, me, the many mercy of Rady Sabo time. And then, me, the many mercy of Rady Sabo time.
Near
Raise your hands. Om Kosto Name Nida.
So O Kote Tia Sorry Nibi Aoni Ma Nimo Eto.
Om Name Mani Eji Na O Come on. Om Kosto Name Messi wanna many as you know. Come on, sing it. Help is coming to you. Hey, oh koto. Amen. Wanna many as you know. I feel more around in your more. You are not to be an open. Yeah, oh, go to. They say, oh, no, man, you know. Oh, no, man, you know. Yeah, oh, go to.
Chronicles chapter 14. We will start from verse 8 through to verse 11. Our last prayer. Are you ready for this? We are going to be specific with the kind of help we need from God today. Specific. Time bound, color, height, whatever. Specific. Give it. Give God the specs. See the specs. Yes, the specs. He said, and Esau had an enemy of men that bare targets and spears out of Judah 300,000 and out of Benjamin. That bear shields and three ward bows, 280,000. All these were mighty men of God. Father, praise God. Continue. And there came out against them Zerah the Ethiopian with an host of what? 1,000 and 300 chariots and came unto Marisha. Praise God. Do you understand the story? Esau was a king of the Jews. He had his army. In fact, God was prospering them because they began to love God. Praise God. Then all of a sudden, the enemy also came against them. So the enemy were thousands of what? Thousands. You have one enemy. You are crying. You have one enemy. So if I could be power 17, oh sorry, now soon now 30. As if there was separation in them. Then Esau went out against him, and they set the battle in array in the valley of Zephatah at Merisha. See Zephatah. Praise God. Then verse 11. So they say, no, I tell for no. I'm by and I'm going to do it. Praise God. Kill. To send me a brabono a year a coon. Continue as a brabono a coon. Benfa, a brabono say, ya babi di, ya beto, and you, ya beton te, and I say, ya be bumpy. Praise God. Abrabono enye afedi akoro. Amen. But Emra asa who said jelly adie na no ayede. Do you know what he did? And Asa cried unto the Lord his God and said, this is the prayer, Lord, it is nothing with thee to help me. Amen. Kai. Say it is nothing with thee. Kai. Shout it again. Say it with boldness and faith. Go. Don't just say it. Say it with that thing in mind. Asa was a war. He has been confronted with a battle. And he told God, our Lord, this battle is nothing with thee to help. So what is it that is nothing with God to do? I want you to say it confidently 3 times. As you are saying in your mind's eye, that battle, that challenge that you are facing, you are telling God, it is nothing with everybody. Go. Oh, to add it. To help. Everybody go.
To help me.
And what are you hearing? What are you hearing in your spirit? My help is available for you. So he said, Lord, it is nothing with you to help, whether with many or with them that have no word. Power. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on thee. This year we rest on thee. Whatever thing we need, we rest on him. Hallelujah. In thy name, we go against them with multitude. And, O Lord, thou art our God. Let not man prevail. This year, men will not mock you. Men will not prevail against you. They will not rise up against you. They will not prevail over you. They will not have upper hand over you. Men will not cheat on you. Men will not take that which is yours. They will not rob on you. In the name of Jesus, shout yes.
And when you continue, time will not allow us. The Lord came through for them with a great help. The enemy started fighting themselves, and victory came for the people. In the same way, I see victory coming for you. In the name of Jesus, in this first quarter, you will see victory. Because the house of God has been released unto you. Have that specific thing in mind. Have that specific thing in mind. You want to say, Lord, it is nothing with thee. We are said, no, all boss were ready. Say, ah, too weak, too ready, too intimidating. Ah, no, I'm not your presser. And they are saying 40 days, and they are dressing 34 days already. What may I brace here? And to weak, ticket. It is nothing. We dear ready. A year. Kitu every mouth. We dear say a year. Simple amount. A ready way is simple. Meji dear ne say a ready way is simple. Into why mama dada. Hallelujah. Dear control in a ready way to me. Ah, control. We are say phone in a two coin. Nam yami yoba. Be the answer. Be specific. Talk to God now. Talk to him. Tell him that this is nothing for him to help. Come on, speak to him. You're on the prayer mountain. Come on, you're on the mountain of prayer. Raise your voice. It is nothing with thee. 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 Talk to him. Be sincere. A radio way dear, a Yakubo. A radio way dear, so one city. I can't do now into me. Me a crowd bomb me. And you can't do me, Jamiana.
A human I want to be in front of me. We are no opinion on San Wadana say. So would you say why? And I'm the Mwenti. Open your mouth and thank him.
We trust that you've been blessed with the word of God. We would like to have you worship with us at Miracle Manor Church, Top High, off Tech Junction Road, behind Love FM. Call us on 0244-991294 or 0209-959090. Miracle Manor Church, manna fed, manna satisfied.